Welcome back, episode 14 of Box, 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 the Bahrain. Wasn't the Bahrain, it was the Saudi GP.
Jeddah,
that's the one. Oh dear, not it. This podcast is fucked. Dom, what should we do?
Have a nap.
Yeah. Roll the intro. Right, welcome back to episode 14 of Box, Box, Box. I'm Sam.
I am Dom.
You're not Groot today.
No, I'm not Groot. Oh, I missed the opportunity again.
Honestly, mate, my missus was saying to me, she's like, I don't know what happens past 5 minutes of your podcast, because like literally that when I was editing it, I just had to keep going back to that because I kept laughing. But what are we talking about today, Dom?
Lando bottling it and crashing in qualifying, obviously.
What else?
Random F1 rule breaking stuff, which was pointed out to me by Formula One content creators. So I totally don't do my own research, but hey ho. And then
we also had Verstappen complaining about being forced off the track by Piastri, which I find is quite ironic.
Well, there's quite a bit to talk about, really.
But sadly, not masses of time. So go ahead.
Before we do get started, the F1 rule breaking thing. So I pulled this from Cadence Breaking's Instagram or TikTok or one or the other. And it comes down to basically the trophy for Jeddah is the tallest trophy of the season. And Sky were broadcasting this. So they were like, yes, it's the tallest trophy at 70 centimeters. However, real technicalities here. Appendix 5 of the Formula One Sporting Regulations section podium ceremony states that the winner and constructor's trophy should be no less than 50 centimeters and no more than 65 centimeters. And it's 70 centimeters. So 10 second time penalty for Ocon, right?
Something like that. So Ocon, it doesn't matter who it is, they're getting a 10 second penalty.
But yeah, that's
the rules.
That's
them
just the FIA rules for you.
Yeah. So. I will say it was a bit mid. Felt like Japan. It was a bit of a mid race.
It weren't quite as bad as Japan.
It started off so exciting.
But it was close.
Yeah. It was. I promise you, mate, the minute I start recording, my girlfriend texted me. The minute I start recording.
I put my phone on silent as soon as I sat down at the computer. I was like, right, I'm not being disturbed by this again.
Yeah. We are doing this remote again because we've just been busy. We've just been so busy again this week. But you know what? I didn't really watch qualifying. So Dom, bring us up to speed with what happened in qualifying. Cause you know, some reason, thank you to everyone who's booking me to DJ at the minute, but I just don't get any downtime to watch Formula One. So I'm watching like the little snippets here and there and then generally just catching the race. But Dom is still doing it. So Dom, bring us up to speed.
So I didn't really watch qualifying as a whole. I did, but I was watching it literally like moments before kind of race coverage started. And I went back and watched qualifying highlights a couple of days ago, just because there was quite a bit going on this time. I didn't watch any of the practices again, sadly. But
I caught FP1. Or some of it.
I was half tempted. I don't know why, because they were all on at like reasonable times, really. But what I noticed...
it's not like the night races.
No, exactly. What I noticed was there was a lot of wall taps and things like that in Q1. Albon, Gasly, Hajar, all of them clipped the wall. No damage or anything like that. Just, you know, as it is. Bortoleto span out in Q1 or Q2, I think. It'll be Q1.
It says on your notes Q1.
And Norris, obviously, the big one that everyone's talking about is Norris hitting the wall and taking out the full left side of his car. Even on top of that, it wasn't the time that put him into P1 in Q3, but Verstappen's time that he set, so Piastri was like top of the board. And Verstappen comes out and sets a 1 millisecond time faster 0.001.
I don't care what anyone says. That is not drive. That is sheer luck, you know. Like, no one is a millisecond faster. If you understand how fast a millisecond is.
Yeah, it's an insane difference.
It's an incomprehensible amount of time.
Like, but then George Russell came out and smashed both of them. And then, yeah. So, obviously, well, to lead us into talking about the race coverage, obviously, the starting grid was Verstappen, Piastri and Russell in first, second and third, respectively, followed by Leclerc, Antonelli, Sainz, Hamilton, Tsunoda, Gasly and Norris making up the rest of the top 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But let's talk about the race. I mean, the big thing was, it was just straight at the gate. Obviously, there was Piastri pushing Verstappen off the track into turn one of lap one. Now, this is an interesting one, which got brought up a lot. Obviously, again, this weekend, I was at Formula One, and it got brought up a lot this weekend that it's kind of Verstappen was having his own tricks pushed on him. He didn't like it. And he really didn't like it. Like, he didn't like the fact that he felt he was pushed off the track.
I think after the last race last season where Verstappen pushed Piastri off and Piastri was like, move of a world champion, that is.
And yeah, literally. I remember that very well. It was at Spa, that line, I believe.
No, it was...
I thought it was Spa that was.
It's got to have been Abu Dhabi or something. I don't know. But
I distinctively remember the line because it was towards the later part of the season as well when Piastri grew a pair of balls.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, obviously Verstappen got a 5-second penalty for leaving to gain an advantage on that. But for me, he should have been forced to give the place back.
Yeah, he should have. That's what he should have been. But I mean,
the race result was the race result, but he still should have been forced to give that position back.
I think the reason why he wasn't told to give the position back straight away, purely because, yes, Max left, all four wheels left the track and he gained an advantage. And if you look at it in context as well, Antonelli went off too and gained an advantage, but he did give the place back. But I think the reason why he wasn't asked to is because it was a first lap incident. If it wasn't, if it was any other time on the track, then he would have 100% have to give the position back, but he didn't because it was the first lap. Why he got a 5-second time penalty and not a 10-second, because he should have got a 10-second. I looked at I think it was on the Formula One Instagram, and on the penalty that he got, the official write-up, it said we should give a 10-second. However, 5 seconds.
The situation.
Yeah, exactly.
They gave him 5.
It was first lap, first corner, or second corner, so understandable.
For me, the big thing that happened in the race straight at the gate as well was Tsunoda and Gasly.
Big
crash.
Well, now, the question I say is, big who crash, it wasn't massive.
Oh, well, Gasly's car was written off.
Gasly.
But no, on it. So who do you feel was in the wrong for that?
To be honest,
silence.
It kills me to say it. Well, no, it's a perfect time to say it. It was just an incident. It was quite literally just a racing incident, in my opinion.
Do you not believe that anyone was at fault?
No, it was all the kerfuffle going on the first lap. And even after watching it back a couple of times, I made that decision when we were watching it at F1 Arcade. But after watching it back again,
I'd probably say, if anybody's, it probably would have been Gasly's decision because Yuki was on the apex.
Yeah.
So if it went to like a ruling, it would be that. But obviously, it's just one of those. Sorry, Dom. I'm just currently looking at Casper, the friendly fucking ghost.
There we go.
We're still in this remote this week. We still haven't had a chance to.
It's every time I open anything on a new tab on my computer, it's just like, ka-cha, white. Oh my God.
Feel like the weekend, you're like, ooh, I'm blinded by the lights.
Honestly.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, after that, the race was pretty tame for a bit.
Yeah, like, there wasn't masses.
Some challenges and stuff going on. Obviously, the safety car was out until lap three.
Yeah, the
which is kind of when the race began again, I guess.
Yeah, well, to be honest, after the safety car and the crash, and I was really, 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 really surprised that it wasn't a, what's it called? A full official race restart. I was really expecting that.
Yeah, same. Like, as in everyone just starts again.
Yeah, like, get Gasly and Yuki off and start the grid again. Like, I think probably the reason they didn't is because I think more than two or three cars had gained or lost an advantage or disadvantage. So,
yeah,
gained or lost a position. And I think if it's more than three, they can't officially restart the race. It depends, because usually they won't do it.
That needs citation needed. That does.
I know that if they do a restart, if it's after the first lap, they have to complete at least one lap, basically, for the positions to change. So say if, say because of qualifying, say that Norris had jumped from 10th to 3rd and finished the first lap in 3rd position, for example, but there was a big crash behind them all and they had to restart, then Norris would be able to start in 3rd then. But if he was before the first lap finished, they'd just put it back to normal, even if he had gained that many places, I think.
That's fair.
I could be wrong.
Can't argue with that.
It was something, it was like the 98 at Spa thing that made me kind of research that rule ever so slightly, but not well enough to actually understand.
The crazy Jordan pilot one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. I will say, moving back on after the race sort of began and after lap three, when the race resumed, it was pretty chill. We had the Hamilton and Norris battling it out on lap 13.
Yeah. That was the P6 thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was fun to watch. It was funny. Cause Hamilton just pulled the same move literally twice over Norris.
Yeah.
And obviously the third,
I think it was about two or three laps of just constant DRS.
And then obviously Norris just used his electric boost, or his hybrid boost.
That's just basically like entire car club driving to car shows. That's exactly what it was.
At the speed limit, of course. Speaking of which, Dom, guess what I've got back?
You finally got your car back working, haven't you?
Mate, 220 at the wheels.
Nice. That's insane power.
It may be more.
What it is.
Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. but yeah, honestly, mate, like, speaking of which as well, quickly diverging off while we are diverging off from the race, did you see Callum Nichols? Do you know who Callum Nichols is? Or is it Callum Nicholas or Callum Nichols?
I think so. Sorry, Callum Nicholas. Lagged super 8 for me. Yeah.
This is why we record audio separately. Callum Nicholas, he's the guy on Red Bull's, used to be on Red Bull's pit team with the dreadlocks.
Oh, yeah.
So he put a video up basically.
I thought you were on about a DJ for some reason.
No.
The pit stop things.
Yeah, talking about basically.
I watched it.
Like that these are humans and like if a slow pit stop's like 3 seconds, then that's still a quick pit stop.
It's still a good pit stop. Yeah.
Like, and to be honest, mate, he makes a valid point. Like people like bang on sometimes when like teams mess up and it'll be like 4 or 5 second pit stop. Fair enough, they're on center lock.
Did you mention this purely because of my notes saying that Piastri's first pit stop was a 3.4 second? And I was like, oh,
no,
I actually
didn't, because I'm looking at your notes and I'm looking at my notes. It more just popped into my head. But continuing back on, obviously,
because that was my first note after the thing.
Speaking of Piastri. Obviously when he came out of the box, he came out hard and he was pushing hard.
Yeah, he was. He kind of gave it a bit of everything. And then my note after that is purely him taking on Hamilton then after Norris battling him for so long. And Piastri's overtake of Norris, of Hamilton, was incredible. Like watching how fast, like he just flew past him. But you know that time when like you're just overtaking something on the motorway, you sat in the middle lane and then you go, oh, all right, I'm going to get into the right lane now to go. And then you just check your mirror ever so slightly just before you go for that like signal and there's just a, like, I don't know, an AMG Mercedes or an RS6 driving down, but and it just, and you're like, fucking hell, that's how Hamilton must have felt.
Literally, so when I first picked up the Mazda from Steve is my tuner, when it first came onto Boost, my exact words were fucking hell. like honestly, mate, that picks up power so ridiculous now. So, mate, that's the thing. Like, having somebody fly past you that sort of speed must have been like, I bet even Hamilton was like, fucking hell.
Well, the thing is, Hamilton is probably doing like 120, 130, and then Piastri just flies past him at like 180, 190 mile an hour.
The thing is as well, what's kind of mad is that with Piastri and Lando and Verstappen, I don't think we're going to see another World Championship now for Verstappen. Stranger things have happened, but I think now that the toss-up is going to be between
Oscar, it's going to be either the McLarens or the tear-up. The thing is, I would say that Verstappen's got a 50% chance of getting it, and then the other 50% goes down to both of the McLaren drivers. But do I think they have 25% each? Absolutely hell no. I think it's maybe a 30-20 to Piastri.
Yeah. You know what? I would have at the start of the season or the first two races, I probably would have said it would have been Lando's. But looking now, Piastri's...
Well, at the start of the season, your prediction was Hamilton.
Yeah, but that let's be
ouch.
Honest. Hear me out. No, but I'm on about in terms of the two McLaren drivers.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people would have chosen.
Let's be honest. In my defense, everybody thought it was going to be Hamilton.
Everyone, to be fair, a lot of people were putting the money on Sainz as well. With Williams pre-season like dominance. But
I think it's one of them ones where, because pre-season testing was so, it was so unpredictable. Obviously,
massively.
And now here we are, where Hamilton is sitting upper middle of the grid.
Well,
Sainz is sitting at the back of the grid. What the hell is going on? However, speaking of Hamilton, that does bring me on to my next note, which is about Ferrari. And it does feel like Ferrari are somewhat sorting shit out now. They're getting their legs.
They're not doing the bad Tagliatelle tactics anymore. They're doing the good Tagliatelle tactics.
It feels like they're actually like, they've got shit together now. It feels like they're driving better. Well, the cars are driving better. Their pit strategies are getting better. That it feels like we may see Ferrari in the top three constructors, top four constructors by the end of the season.
Usually what Ferrari tend to do from past season, I don't want to say experiences, but let's say monitoring by myself anyway, is Ferrari have a absolutely sensational start to the season where they'll dominate. And then about a quarter, maybe like two thirds of the way into the season, it's game over. And they start to really make mistakes. And that's what costs them the championship usually. Whereas at the moment, they've had some absolutely shite starts, but they seem to be pulling it back in slowly but surely. And they seem to be pulling the shit back together. So I don't know, maybe. Who knows?
I saw like a pre-race, you know, like obviously all the races have like the stage stuff with whatever drivers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Where like they basically interview them before the race. I saw a really good one with Leclerc and Hamilton, and he's talking about obviously Hammer Time, which obviously was Hammer his, thing with his, was his thing with his old engineer at Petronas Mercedes. And obviously, so he went, the problem is because my engineer is Italian, when Hammer Time doesn't really come across well on the radio, imagine it's Hammer Time.
Hammer Time.
Hammer Time.
Mamma mia.
Lewis, it's Hammer Time. if we're not getting cancelled, that's me definitely getting cancelled right now.
It's a Tagliatelle tactics, eh? That's what
Dom, speaking of which, what are you wearing?
Mate, it's a bit of a...
Is that Checo shirt?
It is a Checo shirt. It's an old... Yeah, hang on.
That's sick, you know. That's sick.
It's probably the sick. Only... I don't know. I picked it up a while back and I was just like, oh, that's really cool. It's kind of like a football shirt.
I can't hate Checo.
It's one of those where like 2024, he got a shitload of stick because he was shit. But the rest of it, I think, yeah, prior to that, Checo, perfect teammate. He was a Bottas of the Red Bull dominant era.
The problem is I remember us like on the first episode, the na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Literally ripping him a new arsehole.
Getting sacked. Getting sacked. You know what? We were such fucking arseholes at the start of this.
I think we just kind of went in and was just vibing. We were just creating entertainment for ourselves during the off-season. That's all it was.
To be honest, that's what we do anyway. And just luckily, some people listen to it.
Stupid people.
But yeah, did you see Lando lock up on, I think it was his pit entry?
Yeah. I think, I don't know. It was meant to be, so Pirelli said that it was going to be a two-stopper race. And yeah. I think a lot of people only did one stop, but I could be wrong. But yeah, I did see it because my notes for Norris nearly binned it into the pits trying to make a fast entry. He basically locked up and was trying to slow down for the pit entry, the pit speed entry line thing. Whatever.
You know, for a fact, he was coming in. And as he was coming in, he was like, shit, fuck. Look, it's like when you go from a 70 mile an hour road to a 30 and there's somebody with the radar going at the 30 sign.
You're just like, you bastard.
You're like, fuck. Who was it who swore in the cool down room?
Oh, I didn't catch any of that.
Yeah, I saw somebody swore in the cool down room and literally, who was it? I really want to say it was, I want to say it was Piastri. And yeah, I think it was. And you just saw Leclerc and Verstappen. No, I think it's Verstappen swore. And
it can't. Piastri swore. There is absolutely no way that Piastri swore in the cool down room. I could put money on the fact that
I can't remember who it was. But anyway, I'll find out and we'll come back to that next week. But anyway, so basically, fuck's sake. It came to, like, they're in the cool down room, and I think it was Pierre Gasly's crash, and one of them goes, "Oh fucking hell!"
Oh shit! No, I think I remember.
I saw it, and you saw like the other driver just go, "Oh shit! He's getting fucked by the FIA. He's getting bent over and shafted ears."
I've just made a note of that. To the start of the notes for next week's
episode. Next week for citation needed.
So, because that is, I basically, once we finish this, I'm going to go back and watch that, just the cool down bit at the end.
Just the cool down.
I vaguely remember it. I was just like, oh, okay.
I'll be honest, mate, like, bank holiday weekend was a wild one.
It was.
Honestly, mate, It was a bit of a mad thing. Like, I don't remember a lot of it. Like, not even being smashed, just literally, mate, I worked. To be honest, we were both just like gigging like madman, you know?
To be fair, actually,
you went to go see Sean DePaul.
Shandapal.
Shandapal and Ashanti.
Yeah, that was Saturday night. I had Saturday night off.
Yeah, you were living your best life.
I was.
And then
I'm sorry to use such a horrible piece of profanity, but Sam knows this is my most favourite word and my most favourite state to be in, but cunted. I was cunted. Sorry about that.
It's a great fight. It's fine.
Sorry to any of our non-British viewers or non-Aussie listeners, because they're the only two people that can use
it would understand that terminology and just understand that that's the term for getting absolutely.
Whereas everyone else is like, oh, that's such a horrible word.
Let me also apologise to everyone more south of how south in the UK are we going on this? Everyone within 50 miles of the M25.
That's one way to do it. Anyway, we got lost on a mad tangent there about getting drunk and having a busy bank holiday weekend.
Oh my god, why am I like this? But yeah, right, so I think, to be honest, mate, we've covered most of the race.
Well, Piastri obviously won the race. We'll go through the
it's on your notes, we haven't spoke about it and I didn't know about this. Piastri win with Piastri winning, he's the first Aussie to lead the championship since Webber.
That's what I was just about to get to, yes. Yes.
So we transitioned nicely into that together. Sensational. Yeah.
Well, should we see if absolutely we can do the race central results in a odd order thing again? Do you want to take odd or even? Yeah, I got a penny. We'll heads or tails it. What did right. Heads is your odd. Tails is I'm odd.
Yeah? Okay, go for it.
Oh fuck. Never mind, I dropped it.
You had one fucking job.
Alright, you do odd, I'll do even, so you start.
Okay. P1, Piastri.
P2, Max Verstappen.
P3, Charles Leclerc.
P4, Lando Norris.
P5, George Russell.
P6, Kimi Antonelli.
P7, Lewis Hamilton.
P8, Carlos Sainz.
P9, Alex Albon.
P10, I nearly said Alex Hajar, Isaac Hajar.
P11, Alonso.
For the record, this list that I always consolidate is the first three letters, like it come up on the grid. So sometimes you might see like the cogs turning in mine and Sam's brain going, hang on, which driver is that?
So, I'm pretty good, you know. I've got this down now because of Formula One Arcade, because of how all the fucking data is given to me. Carrying on.
P12, Liam Lawson.
P13, Ollie Bearman.
P14, Esteban Ocon.
With a 10-second penalty.
Not officially, but metaphorically, yes.
P15, Hülkenberg.
P16, spending daddy's money, Lance Stroll.
P17. Fuck's sake. P17, Jack Doohan.
P18, shit.
Gabriel Bortoleto.
Bortoleto. And then
P19, Yuki Tsunoda.
And in last place, Pierre Gasly. I just watched my
right
and peaked to shit then. Both of the right last two obviously got DNFs. So.
Did your dad fucking get it right?
He didn't get it all right. So the points in our predictions from last time is a points total for the whole season. So we all got a point for taking the all guessing that Piastri would get it first. So that's fantastic. Yeah. So you predicted Leclerc second, which obviously wasn't right. It did come third, but there's no points for that one.
Yeah.
Norris was my prediction for second, and Russell was my dad's. Norris was yours for third. Mine was Russell and my dad's was Verstappen. So everyone basically got one extra point because before this round, we all had, so you had 1 point, I had two, my dad had three. So we all just gained a point because Piastri's right. So.
Right. Next race, what we're saying, I'm going P1 Piastri.
Always. Yeah. That's it now. I'm going. So yeah.
I'm also
going Piastri. So if you want to fill that in, we'd fill in each other's.
Piastri, I'm going to go Bob P2. Ooh, I'm going to go.
In fact, you do that one and I'll fill in the spreadsheet because the spreadsheet's also different. So yours is Piastri. Mine is Piastri.
It won't let me edit the one column that you're editing at the minute because you clicked on it.
I need to come out of it. Sorry.
Dickhead.
Right,
Dom, are you picking as your P2?
Miami. It's not next week, it's the week after. It's not this week, it's next week. Miami.
I've gone with Piastri, Verstappen and Norris.
Okay, Verstappen and Norris. So, I'm going to go Piastri, Norris, Russell.
Piastri, Norris, and Russell.
Yeah. So, that's my prediction. Because I don't know. Do I think Lando's bottling it? Yes. Do I think that Piastri's going to still outperform him? Yes. But do I think that he's going to do better than Verstappen? Also, yes. So I don't know. I really do hope that McLaren work together to not only take the constructors' title, which I'm very, very confident that they will do, but they take a 1-2 in the drivers' championships as well. That's my subtle prediction, I guess.
So yeah, that's fair. I can't.
So next week I should have a little surprise for you in a not in a scary way. It's okay. Yeah.
Look, I'll just cancel you. I'll just cancel you.
Next week, I don't want to let into too much, and it's only a short section of the pod, probably a before we start thing, but I will have a little cheeky surprise for you. And we'll go from there. So,
well,
should be fun.
To be honest, mate, I think this has been a nice little short and sweet one. Nice little cheeky 35-minute pod, which is nice for a new little drive back from work.
Well, that's it. I think also, I know I'm massively washed out here, but I'm just looking for a quick document. I don't know why I don't have this one open. So next Grand Prix on Star Wars Day is the crypto.com Miami Grand Prix. And it will be a 9 p.m. start time for us in the UK and 4 o'clock in local time. So that should be fun. 4th of May, Miami.
Welcome to my... I wonder if Will Smith will be there.
Oh, definitely. It'd be rude of him not to, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really? Trust me. However, we're going to do the race predictions for that as well next week.
We just predicted them.
Oh, shit. No, you know what? It's because normally we do it the week before the race.
The week before. Well, I think you
tricked me, motherfucker.
How about for this particular instance, what we do is we can stick or change on the
depending on
well, we won't be able to watch any qualifying. We're not going to watch any Formula One content now until
you know, let's make it a double or nothing then. So you can stick with your predictions this week. Or if you change, it's a double or nothing. So like you lose.
You can get
points.
Double points.
Or you lose double points. So you can go minus, we'll do Top Gear. Like, you know, like where it's like you end up with minus 3,761,000 points.
Ah, yes. We'll have to agree on some legislation for that.
But, 100%. Yeah. But other than that, Dom, where can you find us?
So you can find me on my personal Instagram at DJ Dom Cook and all of the socials. What about you, Sam?
You can find me on everything at Sentio Silvano on absolutely all socials. Instagram's the best one to hit me up on. Where can you find the pod?
So the pod, again, on practically everything. I think TikTok and Instagram are the best two, though, is at BoxBoxBoxPod. Yeah.
Also, one last thing. Apologies to our YouTube watchers. For some reason, the episode didn't upload to YouTube. It was scheduled to go up and YouTube just did us dirty. So you're going to have two episodes going out this week. I'm assuming that we'll have content back out in short form on all the platforms again very soon.
It's really hard to make short form out of this. It's really hard to make short form out of the...
I have a plan and I'll tell you off the call.
Okay, but yeah, soon we'll get there.
Lovely.
I think some of our short form on TikToks had a bit of a resurgence again recently, but hey ho.
So
on that note, let's in the words of Eddie Murphy, let's get the fuck out of here.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.